So one of the things I'd like us to do is have a little meditation at this time before we talk further about encountering the infinite, meeting the Divine Mother in nature. And this also is kind of an homage to our mentor, Brother Wayne Teasdale, because it is a practice that helps us lead us into contemplation, not quite right, to the contemplative consciousness.
There you go.
Which is so valuable for our healing, for our repair of relationships, and for creating peace in the world. So I've asked Michael to assist us with some drumming. And one of the things I invite you to experience now is through this drumming, is that naturally altered consciousness that happens as we open to spirit, as we open to love. And I'm certainly hoping that we can receive this through our Zoom technology. I invite you now to feel your feet and to feel your feet grounded into the earth. And you, if you have shoes on or socks on, go ahead and free your feet so you can have sensations entering your body from the basis of your being. And feel your energy, your life force energy permeating the world, flowing from you into the center of the earth. Mingling with the earth energy, for this is your support. This is your blessing. And drink into your being the loving energy and stability of the earth, and bring it into your body, into every cell of your body. Bring it up and in to you. Receive this benevolent energy, this love of the universe. And bring that all the way through the top of your head and allow it to move beyond your head like a fountain, this benevolent, loving earth energy streaming from the middle of the earth through your body and into the world. Allow yourself to feel that you are a blessing. And now imagine yourself on a journey, walking on the earth, perhaps walking towards a forest or within a forest, within nature. Breathing in the fresh air. Feeling communion with the plants, the trees, the animals that are in the environment. We are connected to everything. And now you may see in front of you a tree. There is a kind of tree in every forest that's understood to be the mother tree, who sends nutrients through the ground, through the root system, through a fungal network that nourishes and feeds all of the plants and trees. It is always benevolent. It is always nourishing. And you receive this nourishment too. And the trees have been here for so long, they are filled with wisdom. They know so much more than we know. They are like our ancestors as well. So go close to this tree. Receive it into your being, like you're greeting a dear friend. And breathe its wisdom, breathe its stability, breathe its growth and beauty. Receive it into your being. And now you are so close to this tree that you can touch it. So reach forward with the love of your heart through your being and touch the bark of the tree. And receive more love. Receive more presence of the being as you open yourself to nature. And bring that into your heart. And now center yourself in your place where you are now. Be conscious of yourself, where you're sitting. And bringing this into your being in your home or wherever you are. And we're going to do a loving kindness meditation for ourselves and for others. So that can go down now. And we have learned about healing and about creating peace that we center ourselves and do our contemplative practices. And by exuding compassion for all of nature, for all of humanity, we gain not only for ourselves healing, but we also heal the world. So in your consciousness, say, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And now think of another being, another person that you care about. And sit, project this energy, this love to them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And think of a person who's having a difficult time and specifically send to them this same compassion, this kindness meditation. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And now send this to someone you don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And now think of a relationship you wish to repair and offer this blessing also. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And now return to yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And now send this to all beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. Thank you. So our theme for the year, meeting the Divine Mother in nature, brought to me this meditation and this drumming journey, so that we would be more capable of sharing our love with the world, because we are ones who have the capacity to develop our selves to the place where we can be of service. One of the parts of meeting the Divine Mother in nature in this month was about how our ethics and our morality comes from within. That's not something that is an expectation lined out for us that we must meet, but we discover within ourselves the deep moral self that we are, and the deep moral self that human beings are, and the deep goodness that we are birthed from. And some of those values are so important that it helps us to look at them, these that come from us in our internal self, our soul, our spirit, our the truth of who we are, the truth. That's one of the deep values, truth. And for us to be seekers of truth is a very noble intention that we are capable, and I believe we desire, to find out the truth. We can also call that reality with a big R. What is the reality? And there's truth, and there are infinite levels of reality that we often do not tap into. And this is the idea about encountering the infinite and meeting the Divine Mother. There is a reality of her presence that exists, but often we don't have it in our consciousness. And this year is a year that we get to bring that consciousness into us. And this deep moral self that the human being has includes a desire to be loving and to make the right choices, the best choices, the perfect choices for ourselves, but also our families, our communities, and the world. And of course, to not harm another. These are values that the human being carries. And it turns out that truth, the seeking for truth, is an accurate pursuit in all traditions. Also, a very high level value for those who do not practice any kind of faith or spiritual tradition. But speaking the truth, having that kind of honor, and revealing the truth, because we learn that we cannot, without consciousness, perceive the reality or perceive the truth. So there's this understanding about living simply, so that we do not harm, living simply so that we are refined in our space in the world, the space we take up in the world, that we are very refined. And also of service. These are other values. And if we are thinking of the truth, and if we are thinking of simplicity, and if we are thinking of service, that's like the perfect attunement and intention for a human being. I'm looking for my notes here. So it brings me back to thinking about us as a community and us as individuals. And one of the ways that we can affect a change in the world is through our ability to collaborate with one another, for us to be honest, truthful, sincere, and to develop tools for working together. And it seems that we're so busy so often that it's hard for us to meet the ideals of communication and relationship. But I am finding that every time we spend time in contemplation, reflection, and in this shared space, even though we are on Zoom, I think as a community, we expand our potential for service to the world. Also for resolving our own issues, our own healing. We've talked about this before, about the possibility and the necessity of us bringing through the world, into the world, new ideas, new consciousness, new innovations, new solutions. So actually, each of us, all of us, need to be inventors and artists and learn to live in the flow of the world that exists that we often ignore. Our culture takes us away often from many of the things our ancestors used to experience. The simple thing of like building a fire and sitting around the fire and sharing with one another can be so healing on a cellular level. And so in this case, for us to be on Zoom together, the fact that we can get to a place that is so open and we are sharing at a place of love and caring, seeking the truth, and being simple. One of the things that we talk about our community here is reducing our ego. That's a simple way of saying that's how we become simple. When we are self-reflective and we realize we're reactive or pushing a personal agenda, we can think of these terms of what is the truth? What is the reality? How can I simplify this? And most of the time it is that we drop our ego. And how can I serve? And the other piece of us being a community and learning how to collaborate and bring in innovative solutions is this desire, sincere, deep desire to be of service.